meets the road education programs like nursing and dental aids and construction. Many of these programs require practicum. They require a certain amount of hours working on site in the profession in order to get the certification. As you know, the university has been growing. The biggest growth has been in those kinds of programs. And as we need more and more providers to provide these practicum placement programs for the students, we're finding that liability is becoming more and more an issue. That's why this is before you. Particularly, we had some problems getting enough dentists in Fairbanks. We were able to get by last year with the bare minimum. But again, as these programs continue to grow, we may find it very difficult to get practicum placement for the students so that they can get into the workforce, because employers, again, though this bill states specifically they are not employers, are afraid of liability issues.
Representative Kira.
Thank you, Representative Kelly?
Senator.
Senator.
Kelly.
Or just Pete.
So have employers made a big issue out of this? Large number of employers? I guess I'm trying to find out if it's really a problem that we need to address right now.
As I was told by the person that runs the program, former Commissioner Perdue, not runs the program, but she has designed the program, that what we got because of some liability issues last year was the bare minimum of providers that we needed. They anticipated that in the future it is going to be a problem.
So just so that the committee can see too, that there are already exemptions in place that the legislature has recognized for public policy reasons, and they're in Title 23. So it's 2310055, and you can go through, and each one of them kind of has a place in the world for Alaskans. But one close to Representative Holmes Hart, an individual employed in agriculture, and it goes on and on and on, and so on. There is an individual employed in the catching, trapping, cultivating, farming, netting of any kind of fish. And so you just keep going on. An employee engaged in the delivery of newspapers, and so on. And so what we're proposing to do is add as a number 17 to a list of these exemptions a student participating in a University of Alaska practicum, as described under 1440065. So it's only under those parameters that somebody would be exempted. So, any further, Representative Kira?
The exemptions in 2310055, those are exemptions from the Workers' Comp Act, is that correct? Or are those exemptions from some other labor rules?
Mr. Kelly?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, that answer wasn't audible.
Minimum wage. So those are the minimum wage requirements. So that's Section 2. And Section 1 simply says that a person as described under that practicum is not considered an employer, and does not have, and as such, the university doesn't have vicarious liability. And again, the person can't have been paid compensation. So it's those that are in the intern status. Further discussion? I don't have anybody else online. Gray Mitchell, just for questions. Did you have anything you wanted to add from the Department of Labor?
Sure.
Okay.
My name is Gray Mitchell. I'm the director of the Labor Standards and Safety Division in the Alaska Department of Labor. And in reviewing this bill and the additional exemption from minimum wage and overtime, the only real consideration that keeps going through my mind is that there's a federal minimum wage requirement as well, and that this bill probably wouldn't cover that federal minimum wage requirement. I've looked and I can't find any similar exemptions on the federal level from the Fair Labor Standards Act So it may be an issue that legislative legal might want to take up on this bill. But otherwise, I think that the bill probably does provide for a certain amount of incentive for employers to engage in these kinds of training opportunities for workers engaged in practicums that otherwise they might have a sense of uncertainty about due to liabilities for minimum wage or overtime under Alaska law.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Representative Samuels has an amendment. He wants to delete number 7 under the exemptions in Title 23.
No, he does not.
Newspaper deliveries. Okay. Any further discussion on House Bill 539? Anyone else I overlooked or anyone online? Okay. Representative Samuels.
I've got a question, I don't know, for Pete or for yourself.
Okay.
On are there other universities do similar things? I mean, should we be restricted on 17 to the University of Alaska, or are there other programs that we need to try to cover?
Mr. Parrish, did you hear Representative Samuels' question about other universities?
Yes, Madam Chair. There are other universities in Alaska, and there's other types of educational programs. The reason we restricted it to the University of Alaska is we would be concerned if non-state entities had the ability to establish practicums that could take advantage of students. We feel the public nature of the University of Alaska protects against that, and we wouldn't have the same level of confidence with other institutions.
Business.
Any further questions, Representative Samuels? Okay. Any further questions from anybody else on the committee or comments? If not, I appreciate a motion. So moved. Any objection? Okay, hearing none, House Bill 539 is moved.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Parrish. Thank you, Senator Kelly and Mr. Hilliard. With that, we're adjourned, believe it or not.
Great.